Welcome to Vision in the Valley. So I want to tell you a little bit about myself outside of what we've been talking about in this podcast. I love to shop. I admit it. I'm a shopper. I like to shop for clothes, shoes, gifts. I like to grocery shop. I like to shop for paper towels, party supplies. I mean, that's who I am. I just love to shop. So one of my things is to go shopping for my shoes or my clothes or whatever. And so if you are like me, I'll see a shoe that I like and it's not in my size. So I will go to the store that's within 15 miles of the store. I'll go to a store that's within 25 miles of the store. And if I want to wait on the weekend, I may even go to one that's 35 or 40 miles within the store that I went, my favorite store, the closest to my home or whatever. I could possibly do that. I've been known to do that. So I was on my way. I left work for the day and there was a pair of boots that I wanted at one of my favorite stores, and they had the shoe but not in my size. So I'd gone to, it's a boutique-ish store, but it's a chain. And when you see some video of my house, you'll see that my shoes have their own room. I don't have just a walk-in closet with clothes and shoes. My shoes have their own room and my clothes have their own room. So anyway, I found these shoes that I liked and I could not find my shoe size at the neighboring more familiar locations. So I decided, well, after I leave work, I'll go to the two locations that are closest to my workplace. And one of them was downtown and one of them was like in Boys Town. And I was on the phone with my good friend from work. And we chat, you know, we would chat after work, before work, whatever the case was. And so we're doing our regular routine, talking about our day and this, that, and the other. And she's like, where are you going? I said, well, because she could hear the navigator in the background. I said, oh, no, I'm going to go and I'm shopping. I'm going to try to pick up these shoes. And so, again, people who know me know that this is what I do. So she's listening and we're talking. And I've gotten to a point where I didn't really know where I was going to begin with. That's why I used the navigator. But now she's hearing the same instructions kind of repeat in the background. And I'm getting kind of frustrated because I really probably should get off the phone and focus on the navigation. And so I joked with her and I was like, you know, this is a testimony because my friends, like I said, in other episodes, they are always saying I have a testimony for everything. And I do, because I know there's a lesson in so many things, right? So I'm like, this is one of those moments where I'm supposed to get off the phone with you and concentrate on this because this is too much. It's saying the same thing and I'm getting frustrated. We continue to talk. And so I did the circle thing probably four times. And I'm going to stop there for a moment because there's a testimony in that. This is Quan being Quan. There's a testimony in that because I'm frustrated. I want to get off the phone so I can concentrate, but I'm frustrated because I want to go where I want to go and I refuse to give up. Now, this is just to buy some shoes. This is in hopes of getting, and I don't even know if the shoe is there, right? Because when I called, I couldn't get anyone on the phone, so I'm going blindly. I don't even know that they'll have them. I'm going blindly and I'm just trying to get there in the hopes that the shoe will be there, right? When we think about when we know we're supposed to go somewhere or, you know, do something, we'll give up so quickly and if for such a greater reward than a pair of shoes, right? Whether it's for school, you're going back to get your master's, you prayed about it already, so you know you're supposed to do this. And the reward is going to be MBA. You're going to use this to further your career. You're going to feel a sense of self-worth that you've longed for. You want, this is a personal goal, a professional goal. You're going to show your kids that how important education is to you, all of those things. But we can talk ourselves out of doing it for something that's such a great reward like that. But when it comes to something like some shoes, you're not gonna give up. You go get these shoes. And I was determined to get these shoes. So I continued on my quest for these shoes, and I'd gone the fourth loop around, I went further down. So when I came back up, I was approaching from a different angle, and the navigator said something that I had never heard before. It said, "Caution, you are approaching a complex intersection." So I'm like, what? So I went a little further, and it said, "You've arrived at a complex intersection." So I said, "Rona, did you hear that?" And she was like, "Yeah. What did it say again?" So I'm repeating. I said, "Have you ever heard that before?" And she's like, "No." And I'm like, "Girl, what is going on? Let me think about this. This is a testimony too." Now, mind you, this happened in the summer. As I think about it right now, I'm thinking, because COVID's taken my frame of reference away. So this happened over a year ago. So it wasn't this past summer. It was the summer before that. Oh gosh, this has been almost two years ago that this happened. So this is way before this podcast was even an idea, right? Way before that. Because this podcast, the idea of it, for me to do it, just started on January 11th. So I said, this is something. Let me think about that. And I eventually ended up arriving at my destination. But what that was doing essentially, and I don't know if you all have ever heard that on your navigator, but some intersections are complex or complicated in that they're not the regular, you know, four corner or even sharp right. You know how you do those sharp rights and there's a right and there's a sharp right. It wasn't even that. It was more complicated than that. And it was such that it had to be announced. And it made me think about our lives, like as we move forward in our journeys. Wouldn't it be great if we met a guy and we'd get this alert in the spirit, like complex situation approaching, you know, to like, okay, do I really want to do this? And you could decide to go a different way, or the promotion that you think you want. So you're praying about it, because we're supposed to pray about everything. That guy in that job, in that, whether we go back to school, all of that we're supposed to pray about and get an answer before we move on it. But wouldn't it be great if we prayed about the promotion or the job that we're about to bid on, and we would get an alert that would say complex or complicated career move approaching? So that you, at least, even if you decided to go forward with these things, if you decided to go forward with the guy or go forward with the promotion or the career path, you would at least know that there's something different about what's about to happen here. And so today, I wanted to just remind you that although those words may not be announced to you like it came over on that navigator with me that day, we do get words, signs that tell us yes or no. We do get a word from God if we'll listen to it. So I started off this series really with just trying to drive home the point that we all have our own language, our own love language that we share with the Lord. And it's important that we identify what that love language is early in our spiritual lives. So my discovery didn't happen well into my spiritual journey. But when I leveled up on some things, as I talked to in some of the other episodes, like leaning into Bible study, leaning into doing things like tithing, leaning in to going to church on a regular basis, leaning into reading my word, all those things together changed my awareness if you will. I think that's probably the best way to say it. So although there are no words that are saying complex situation approaching, there are other things that are telling me that. And I know that my one of my love languages, because I don't think we're limited to the way he delivers a message to us, I would hope, I wouldn't want, if you feel limited, pray against that, because he's a limitless God. Why would he limit the way he talks to us, right? But I know that one of the ways that the Lord gets my attention is in my sleep, in my dreams. And whether it's, the dreams can be anything from me being with other people and seeing how they respond to me, to give me an insight on other people, to me going through a particular act and it being something that is going to prepare me for my next steps. Or I mean, without going into specific details, it's kind of hard, but I know he talks to me in my dreams and has been doing that since I was a child. And I think mostly because I'm a busybody. Or at least I had been a busybody, always doing something, being involved. It doesn't mean I'm always on the go or that I'm always outside of my house. But when I'm moving, when I'm up, I'm really, my mind is moving. That's really the busy part of it. I'm thinking about this opportunity, that opportunity, what to do next. I'm thinking about work. Like, work has really started to overpower, or had started to overpower my life. And I'm taking a hard stance on, no, I'm going to disconnect. But the Lord started talking to me in my dreams well before I had a job. Because this is, I'm telling you, I was a baby, a child, when I was first really having dreams like this. I just didn't know the difference. I didn't know what they were. So now that I know what they are, I listen, I get in tune. So when my pastors talk about paying attention to the thing that's not the norm, I do. I lean in big time. So if in my dreams, if there's something that was huge, and I know the difference between the regular dreams and something huge because my spirit feels it differently, and I get real specific on some of those episodes talking about that. But that's one way. I'll also have a clue about what's happening when I'm not dreaming in my regular wake life, as I'm moving about at work, as I'm moving about in my car, or whatever the case is. I'll have some clues about, do this. We say stuff like, I had a feeling I was supposed to leave later. Something made me do blah, blah, blah. We do that all the time. And there's no happen chances. It's literally about moving with the Spirit of the Lord, or trying to resist what he's trying to show you. So I make it a point to listen to what's being said to me, whether it's when I'm sleeping or while I'm awake. And so I don't get those caution, complicated situation approaching. I don't get those that way, but I get it enough to avoid some things. And then sometimes I walk right into it because I know that that's what he's told me I'm going to deal with. But he's told me I'm going to deal with it. And he's also told me that I'm going to be victorious on the other end of it. So even though I decided to go through this intersection, I know that I'm covered, and I know that I will be guided through the intersection and on to the other side. Because sometimes the destination, the only way to get to this destination is to go through that complex, complicated intersection. And in my case, with my shoes, the only way I could get there, the store was smack dab in the middle of this complicated, complex intersection. So no matter which angle I try to come from, it was going to be complicated. It was going to be complex, because that's where the thing that I wanted was. Some of my personal victories, that's been the case too. Like, to even achieve the thing that I wanted, it was smack dab in the middle of this complex situation. And you just need to be in tune to what he's saying. Because if he leads you there, he'll lead you out of it as well. He'll make a giant slayer out of you on top of that. That's another episode though. So, but I wanted to just make you aware of those things that, yeah, we may not get them loud and clear like that navigator gave me that message, but he is still delivering those messages every day. We're getting some word, and pray about finding your love language. Because now that I know what I know, I mean, I'm waiting for it. I'm looking for it. I'm listening for it. Find your love language. And he loves on me in such a special way. He blows my mind. Some of these dreams I have, they blow my mind. I'm still feeling like, Jesus, seriously, Lord, are you serious? That's how intense they are. And that's how wonderfully woven they are. And I can't say it enough. So seek first what your love language is, listen then thereafter, and whether or not you're getting that allowed broadcast message or not, you will still be able to navigate these streets. Okay. So I'm so glad to talk with you today, and I look forward to getting back with you in just a bit. Have a great day.